translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. While carrying the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart, Vasudev bore the Lord's transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus he became as bright as sun. He was therefore very difficult to see or approach through sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable, even for such formidable men as Kamsa, and not only for Kamsa, but all living entities. Please repeat after me. While carrying the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead, within the core of his heart, Vasudev bore the Lord's transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus he became as bright as sun. He was therefore very difficult to see or approach through sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable, even for such formidable men as Kamsa, and not only for Kamsa, but for all living entity. Purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The word Dhamma is significant. Dhamma referred to the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead reside. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.1, it is said, Dhamma Seva Sada Nirasata Kuhukam Satyam Param Dhimahi. In the abode of Supreme Personality of Godhead, there is no effulgence of material energy. Dhamna Seva Sevana Sada Nirasat Kuhukam. Any place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is present by his name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia immediately become a dham. For example, we speak of Vrindavan Dham, Dwarka Dham, and Mathura Dham. Because in this place, the name, fame, qualities, and paraphernalia of Supreme Godhead are always present. Similarly, if one is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to do something, the core of his heart becomes Dham, and thus he became so extraordinarily powerful that not only his enemies, but also people in general are astonished to observe his activity. Because he is unapproachable, his enemies are simply struck with wonder, and explained here by the word durdaso, ti durdasaha. The word Paurusam Dhamma have been explained by various acharya. Sivirāraghava Acharya says that this word referred to effulgence of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vidaidvaj says that they signify Vishnu Teja. And Sukhdev says Bhagavat Swarupa. The Vaishnava Tosani says that these words indicate the effulgence, influence of Supreme Lord effulgence. And Vaishnava Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that they significant the appearance of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Prastachadita Tarine. Translation again. While carrying the form of Supreme Personality of Godhead within the core of his heart, Vasudev bore the Lord transcendentally illuminating effulgence, and thus he became as bright as sun. He was therefore very difficult to see or approach through sensory perception. Indeed, he was unapproachable and unperceivable, even for such formidable men as Kamsa. And not only for Kamsa, but for all living entities. For a few days, we are listening about appearance of Lord Sri Krishna, and especially Janmashtami. In London, I have traveled few places, and I can tell, yes, there are so many devotees saying that this is the best Janmashtami we have in London, and I do agree with that. That we have Janmashtami. We are looking for actually Janmashtami. As soon as the Janmashtami finish, coming to the next one. And here we talking about Lord's appearance. That how Lord is appear. One has to know that really who is Krishna, who is God. And once you know, then actually we appreciate actually the appearance of God. Bhagavad Gita 4:9, is Krishna is saying to Arjun, Janma karma cha me divyam evam vedta tato taha tyakta deham punar janma naiti mameti to Arjuna. Translation. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance, Krishna is saying to Arjuna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world by attaining my eternal abode, O Arjuna. One who can understand the truth of appearance of personality of Godhead is already liberated from this material bondage. And therefore, he returned to the kingdom of God immediately after quitting this present material body. Further, Krishna is saying, Eko eva vidhi tatvit nuyam iti nayana pantha vidyate yanaya. One can attain the perfect stage of liberation from birth and death simply by knowing the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and there is no other way to achieve this perfection. When he's saying there is no other way, that there is no alternative means that anyone who does not understand Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is surely is in the mode of ignorance. Consequently, he will not attain salvation simply, so to speak, by licking the outer surface of the bottle of honey, or by interpreting the Bhagavad Gita according to mundane scholarship. The Vedanta Sutra saying, Athato Brahma Jignasu. One should inquire about Brahman, the absolute truth, the transcendental spiritual nature, only in human form of life, the intelligent go beyond the range of life's primary necessary things like eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. It is said that the one who is simply conscious of the body is no better than animal. even though he will be in the human form of life. Those four things, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, even animal can do, even the street dog can do. What is the difference? And that difference, actually, we have the intelligence. And if we don't use that intelligence to differentiate from animal and ourselves, we have knowledge, we have intelligence that we can ask, who am I? Who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who is the Super Soul? And if you don't, then there is no difference between an animal and human form of life. Krishna saying in 15:15 again, sarvasya chaham hride saminvisto matha smriti hai janma prabodhana cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The purpose of the soul is to learn more about God. This soul within this body, the purpose of to learn who is really God, about spirit soul, super soul. And once we find out the soul, the super soul, and we have to find out what is the relation between the soul and the super soul. And if we don't know the difference, then actually our life is just wasted. So many people take birth. There are so many living entities. And among them, there are so many human form of life there. From morning, they wake up, till actually they go to sleep at night. They ask so many questions. There are so many things to do. And what are the question is? The question is, how am I going to survive today? How am I going to make more money today? What car, what house shall I buy? 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom? Who's going I'm going to meet? Who will be my wife? I'm looking for a good-looking girl or husband. How can I satisfy my family? The whole day along, just question after question. And we try to find the answer. From morning we wake up till actually we go to sleep at night. And that is our mundane life. Beyond that, actually we don't have anything. We are too tired. By the time the night comes, we are too tired to find the answer. Sometimes we may find some answer, the mundane answer, for temporary solution. And we go to sleep. Actually, many people, even in the sleep, the dream about actually the dream car, dream house, dream wife. All this, even in the dream, actually, they sleep, even they dream about that. So these are such things for the mundane body. But the important question they forget. The important question is really, who am I? What is the purpose of my life to come to this material world? Who is the Supreme Personality of God? Who is the Super Soul? And what is my relation with Him? And if we know, then we can say, yes. Why I take birth? So many people take birth. And actually, I was listening one class and saying that we celebrate birthday. Actually, how we can celebrate birthday? The birth means actually the time the baby come out from the womb. And that time is so difficult for the mother, so painful for the mother. I'm sure all the mothers saying that time, no more. I'm not going to go through again. But in due course of time, they forget. They forget the pain. And they do it again. But the reality is really painful. Not only painful for the mother, it is painful for the baby. As soon as the baby comes out from the womb, you know what is the first thing baby does? Baby starts crying. And if not, the doctor will tap. Come on. They want to see whether the baby is okay. So baby starts crying. And when he's crying, when he's actually baby is in the womb of the mother, it's pitch dark. Nobody likes darkness. If anyone say, Prabhu, I like darkness, I will advise him to go to the doctor and check it out. There is something wrong with you. Because nobody likes darkness. So even a baby doesn't like the darkness. He's praying Krishna, please God, please Krishna, take me out from this darkness. And Krishna said, okay, after 9 months, when baby is ready, Krishna should take the baby out. And as soon as the baby out, baby said bye-bye to Krishna. The thank you, I'm out now. I know what to do now. And then we can see the distance between the Krishna and us is getting bigger and bigger. As soon as we get it bigger and bigger, the distance is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the time comes when we don't remember Krishna. So difficult. To remember Krishna, actually, one has to come in contact with devotee. From the day one, that's why actually when in our society, there are so many processes you have to go through. When you conceive a baby, there is a ceremony you do. Then when the baby is in the womb, actually they just do another ceremony. And they remember, they just putting Krishna's name all the time to the babies in the womb. Mother is listening, going through, and the baby knows. And when they come out, they are already Krishna conscious. That is the process. Actually, for mundane people, actually, that is very difficult to understand. Like Radha Gokulananda is made out of stone. Actually, it is a stone. But that is for the mundane people. For a devotee, that is not a stone. That is really actually Radha Gokulananda standing there. But in the reality, it was one time it was a stone. Then the carver, actually what he does, ting, ting, ting. He carved such a knife. Actually, I was reading one time, it was actually in the back to Godhead. How this carver, the cow, the deity, before they start anything, they go and see the stone, whether it's the right stone, by just tapping, they can tell that this is the perfect stone. And then they meditate on the form of Krishna, the deity they're going to carve. And then actually they start carving. So that means within that stone, Radha Gokulananda was hiding. The cower, what he does, he takes that hidden thing out and bring out Radha Gokulananda, the deity, from the stone. The same thing we have this material body. Within this material body, we have a spiritual body. It's hidden. We need a cower. The cower comes, and what he does? Give the mantra, chant this mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The carver gives this mantra. There is a process. He takes and carves such a way. One day, they do the ceremony. The carver do the ceremony. And what happened? they invoke. Like in the deity, once actually is carved, that is not still Radha Gokulananda. The deity is the murti is there, but then actually there is a Brahman, they do the ceremony and they call Krishna to come and recite in that day, in that murti. The same thing, the carver for this body, material body, he carved such a way, and one day he will do the ceremony. And they say, from today, your name is Radha Vinod Das. From now on, you carry on chanting 16 round and follow the 4 regulative principles. Never leave ISKCON. That is spiritual master. How one can know Krishna? To understand Krishna, we're saying here that if you understand me, Krishna saying, if you understand me, then that is enough for you. You don't need to do anything else. I will take you back to Godhead. But to understand Krishna, we need someone who can actually tell us that who is really Krishna. Here, Guru is training us, giving us the knowledge that who is really Krishna and what is actually my duty, who am I? He is giving the understanding that really who am I? What is actually my real position? Why I'm here? Why I'm taking birth? And that thing to understand is very important. That's why in our society, especially Krishna conscious society, we give so much importance to the Guru. Actually, when I was coming to this temple very first in the beginning, I was very angry to the devotee. Because when I was coming, they used to come and I was to see that there is a Radha Gokulananda, the deity is there, coming from India 40 years back. And of course, as an Indian, I had so much pride on myself that I knew Bhagavad Gita, I know Krishna, I know who is God. I said, why these people come and they go to that murti over there, that man sitting there? I did not know that Srila Prabhupada. Who was Srila Prabhupada? Why are they going there? They should go to Krishna first. And then they can go to that man who is sitting, old man. I was so angry. Why? But now, as soon as I come, the first thing I go to Srila Prabhupada. Even if I don't have a darshan Krishna, doesn't matter. But I want to take darshan of Srila Prabhupada. Guru bina gyan kese. Without Guru, how can you get knowledge? So important to get knowledge. And that knowledge only the spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master can give. Actually, we have this body. We are so fortunate that, as I said in earlier, we have intelligence. There are so many living entities, but they don't have intelligence. We have that intelligence. So this is a perfect, this body is perfect. This material body, we have a material body. And the same thing, we have material ocean. An ocean that is made out of all the difficulties, all the problems. The problem of the world, that is material ocean. And we have this material body as a boat. And that boat can sail across this material ocean that made out of problems. But just this boat is not good enough. Because that can go anywhere. Actually, they said in English, if you don't know where you're going, any road can take you. Actually, when I heard very first time, I said, that makes sense. If you don't know where you're going, any road can take you. Like you come out from the house, and just start walking any direction. And if someone asks where you're going, I don't know. Do you think it's a good answer that someone asks you where you're going? You say, oh, I don't know. You have to know. Where are you going? If you want to go to airport, then actually you have to take this road and go to the airport. So yes, we know, we want to see actually where I'm going. And to see that, I have to ask someone who knows about that road. And that is the spiritual master who knows about Krishna. He knows the transcendental nature. Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda ki jai, Sita Rama Lakshmana Hanuman ki jai, this Gaur Nitai ki jai, Jagat Kursila Prabhupada ki jai. So we are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada, so he was actually in a very comfort zone. Age of 70, he could actually spend all his life there in nice, warm India, warm place. But actually he took time. He said, no, I want to go. Took the instruction from his spiritual master to deliver the message of Krishna across the ocean. And he came to the west to deliver us. And this is how the spiritual master actually can help. So this boat is there. But a boat is sailing across the ocean. But we need a captain who can actually sail across and take us back to Godhead. And the captain is the perfect captain we have. And that captain is our spiritual master. That spiritual master is trained by the Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. And that is very important. And once actually we sail across the ocean, what the spiritual master is instructing us, chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And what is this mantra is doing? The mantra is actually cleaning the heart. We have so much impurity, so much dust collected. Life before life before life, we collected so much dust, so much impurity, so much pap, sin in our heart. We need to clean. And if the heart is not clean, we can't invite Krishna. Krishna won't come to the heart where the heart is not clean. So that's why actually we need to chant this mantra. And as we chanting the mantra, it cleans the heart. And once the heart is clean, Krishna automatically comes and resides in that heart. That means actually we are carrying. And wherever the Krishna resides, that is called Dham. Here we are talking about Dham. Vrindavan Dham, Mathura Dham, Dwarka Dham. Why? Because that the Krishna's paraphernalia name and form is always there. But if you cleanse our heart by chanting Mahamantra and invite Krishna, Krishna will reside in the heart of each and every living being, especially human form of life. That means our body became a dham. And in dham, Krishna come and recite. One day I was traveling in the train. Just now actually, when I was coming to India. One gentleman, he was a director. So when he saw the outfit, he said, are you from Hare Krishna temple? I said, yes. ISKCON? I said, yes. Then after a few minutes, actually, he started questioning me. That he said, I don't believe in God. I know there is some energy there, but I don't believe in God. In India, he's a director. He was a director, but he said, I don't believe in God. I said, it's up to you, up to individual. If you believe in God, you will find the God. You will see the God. He said, can you see God? I said, yes, I can see the God everywhere. He said, I don't see the God. Can you show me the God? And I said, you want to see the God? just now? He said, yes, if you show me the God, then I will believe the day the God. I said, you became a director. How long did you take to become a director? He said, oh, a long time. He was nearly 64, 65. And I said, how long ago you had a directorship? He said, just about 7-8 years ago. I said, that means actually you spent nearly 50 years or nearly 55 years of your life doing some other things. He said, yeah, I was studying and then actually I was doing some other thing. And then I said, you take so long to become a director. You couldn't become a director just like that. You spent so much time to become a director. At least spend little time to find about God. God is not that cheap that you just think that, yes, show me the God and actually someone can show you the God and you can believe. I said, if you want to believe in God, I said, give me just 1 month and just follow the process actually what I'm giving you. And if you do this, he said, what is the process? I said, very simple. Just chant this mantra. He said, I don't have time. That is the reality. We have so much time to do so many other things. We have time to question so many things. How am I going to do this? How can I do that? How can I make money? How can I be very happy? But the reality, the real question, the most important question in our life, who am I? And that question, one can't understand unless he's got actually bona fide spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is the only person who can actually reveal that really our real identity. And if he can reveal the real identity, he can also reveal that what is a supreme person, who is a supreme person. So, to understand here, Vyasadeva, he was actually so, he had so much faith on Krishna. Actually, when Devaki is a sister of Kamsa, Kamsa loved her sister so much, so much, he would do anything for Devaki. He said, Devaki, I love you so much. For you, I can do anything and everything. He got married to his best friend, Vasudev. And when, he said, because actually I love you so much, I want to take you, both of you, to Vasudev's house. Please allow me to do this. And he, on the chariot, he took Devaki and Vasudev both along together. And he was actually taking his sister. And then suddenly there was a voice that Kamsa, the eighth child of Devaki, is your cause of your death. And he was bewildered. You can see how much he loved his sister. But just when he heard the death, he was so bewildered that he was willing to kill his sister. The minute ago, the second ago, he used to love so much. And just when he heard the death, he was bewildered. Then actually they had 7 babies he killed. The time came. Krishna came. Kamsa was very bewildered. Now you can see Krishna is in front of Kamsa, but Kamsa never recognized that who is Krishna, who is God. He was thinking himself that he is a supreme person. He is a stronger. He is everything. But he did not have knowledge because he never accepted anyone guru, the bona fide guru. That's why one has to actually, in the life, accept the bona fide guru. And once you accept the bona fide guru, then acquire the knowledge. Ask question. Why this? Who am I? Why I'm here? Why I take birth? We have so many life. We have taken so many birth, but all the birth just wastage, because we never utilize that birth. One time I was listening in class and gave one very good example, that if we switch off the light here, there is only one door to go out. It will be very dark, pitch dark. Nobody knows where the door is. And to go out from that door, one has to do check on the wall. They go near the wall, walk some place, find the wall, and just touch the wall and find where the door is. And it's pitch dark, nobody knows where the door is. Comes near the door, and we have itching here and there, and you just start eating and you start still walking. You miss the door and go back again to the wall. Going again, come to the door again. And again, coming itching, you're busy with itching your body. Miss the door. This is the reality in our life. The human form of life is very, very rare to achieve. One in a million time, actually, you get this human form of life. And if you don't utilize the human form of life wisely, then again this life is wastage. Like we miss the door to come out. This is the only place. Otherwise, there is a Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi. These four places never leave you alone. Doesn't matter how hard, whether you like it or not, these four things never leave you alone. Janma, whoever takes birth, has to die, Mrityu. Jara, old age, whoever takes birth, get old age. Vyadi, disease. So come out from these four things. And then, one who want to understand Krishna, who really Krishna is, then we have to surrender to our spiritual master. Get knowledge. And then we can understand the appearance of Krishna. That who is Krishna? Actually, here he is talking about Dham. Then furthermore he is saying that different acharya explaining Purusa Dhamma, that effulgence coming out from this body is what is that? It's a different acharya giving the different commentary. And there are some people, they made a mistake as well, that actually they want to merge into this effulgence. Like that, in Krishna Loka, there is no sun. They don't need any external source of light, because the light emanating from the Krishna, the effulgence is so powerful that actually they don't need any sun or any external source of light. And people think that actually if we merge with this light, effulgence from Krishna, that is our liberation. But that is not a liberation. Liberation is beyond that effulgence. And that effulgence is beyond is going, go to Goloka Vrindavan and serve Krishna. And for the devotee, whether we go back to Godhead or whether we stay here, no difference. Because here, we are still serving Radha Gokulananda. And if you go back to Godhead, we still serve Radha Gokulananda. The only difference here is the material world. As soon as we come out from the altar, the material energy is actually fighting against us. And if we are weak-minded, the material energy will take over. They take over the body and we'll forget Krishna. That's why it is very important to associate, to stay in contact with devotee, chant together. That's why actually Prabhupada made this wonderful arrangement that the Mangalarti, everyone come in the Mangalarti, stay together, chant together. And once we do this, listening Bhagavatam class, taking prasadam, association of devotee, and if we do this, then our life becomes perfect. And Krishna saying that at the end of your life, I will take you back to Godhead. So, to go back to Godhead, we have to appreciate, we have to understand. And to understand Krishna, we need a spiritual master. And here, in the purport is saying that Vasudev had total faith on Krishna. He knew that Kamsa is going to kill all his baby, but still he was waiting for eighth child, Krishna, to appear. He knew that Krishna will come and he will going to destroy, he was going to kill Kamsa. So he had total faith. And Krishna said, definitely I will come. And then actually he was so powerful, even Kamsa himself was little worried about Vasudev. Not only that, but even ordinary people, they were bewildered to see. So, again, coming back to this purport, by just knowing Krishna's transcendental appearance, by just knowing Krishna, who is Krishna is, one can perfect his life, can go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Thank you for listening the class. If there is any comment, any question, anybody have any question, any doubt? If not,